Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
I thought... Actually, we'd end with each of you talking to the other's community. So JD speaking to our Muslim neighbors, and Omar speaking to the Christians in the room. What do you want them to take away? What do you want them to know? What do you want to say to them? Maybe it's about hope. Maybe it's about a particular issue of the current age. Yeah, this is your opportunity to really speak to that audience.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of United We Fall. And this was Pastor Kevin Singer, the moderator for the dialogue between Pastor J.D. Greer, the former president of the Southern Baptist Convention, and Imam Omar Sliman, who is speaking in this meeting on the behalf of the MSA, Muslim Student Association, one of the Muslim Brotherhood jihadi organizations here in America. We already heard the answer for that question by Pastor J.D. Greer, and today we will begin our investigation of the answer of Imam Omar Sliman. So, without further ado, here is Imam Omar Sliman addressing the Christians in the audience in the University of North Carolina.
My message to your community, just become Muslim. Food's
better. That was a lot quicker. That was a lot faster.
Same thing.
Join this team.
Faster.
No.
So what is the answer of Imam Omar Sliman to the Christians in the audience? It's very simple. Become Muslims. That is the only reason why Omar Sliman is actually looking forward for dialogue meetings with anybody in America. And obviously, as you heard, both Pastor Kevin Singer and Pastor J.D. Greer, they laughed hysterically. It's like, ha, ha, ha. They were like surprised. No, they're not supposed to be surprised. Why? Because as they are trying to reach out to the lost Muslim in this audience to make them Christians, it is the same with Imam Omar Sliman. And he actually have a better leverage to do so than they do, because he spread lots of lies in the last 1 hour of talk, and not once did Pastor J.D. Greer correct him by setting the record right, by telling him that what you're teaching about Islam is not actually Islam. Maybe it is your personal opinion, but that's not what Allah stated in the Quran or Muhammad stated in the Hadith. So he spoke many lies in the last hour, and now, according to what he said, which he proved to be accurate simply because the Christian side was silent as he shared his lies, now Imam Omar Sliman has the guts to ask the audience to become Muslims. And that's not a laughable matter. That is a serious matter. That's why Omar Sliman was planted here in America, for the purpose of presenting a propaganda, brand new Islam for the people of the West. Hopefully, many of them will be deceived by his lies and become Muslims. But now let us listen carefully to the answer, insincerity of Imam Omar Sliman to the question, what he loved the Christian in his audience to take away from this dialogue. That is when Imam Omar said,
I really appreciate you know, what you said, how you expressed both your love and your conviction. I think that my message to your community, first and foremost, is that love is reciprocated.
So Imam Omar Sliman appreciates the love and the conviction of Pastor J.D. Greer, and he's telling the Christian audience that love you have shown to us is reciprocated, meaning it is the same love we have for you. I'm sorry, there is no law in Islam for any Muslim, imam or not, to give back to the infidels, the Jews, and the Christians. You see, here we go once again. The love of Allah, the love of Muhammad, the love of Islam, the love of Imam Omar is given to a Christian audience with deception, because in reality, Allah never taught the Muslims in the Quran in any verse to love the Christians. But he is telling the audience there, we love you. So who are you going to believe? You Usama Dagdog, the Islamophobia guy, or Imam Omar Sleeman himself, who is telling you, I love you. I love you the same way you love me. But I'm sorry. When Pastor J.D. Greer spoke about the love of Christ and the love of Christianity, he have the verses to support his love to Imam Omar and to all the audience who are sitting there, even if they choose to become our enemies, because simply the Bible said, love your enemies. And if Pastor J.D. Greer or any Christian refuse to show the love of Christ, the love of God to the enemies whom we meet in our lives, then we cannot call ourselves Christians. But the opposite is also true. If Imam Omar Sleeman show love and friendship to the Christians of the audience or anyone else who sit in that meeting who does not belong to Islam, then Imam Omar Sleeman is committing sin against Allah. Because not once in the Quran does Allah give the order or the command for Imam Omar Sleeman or any Muslim believer to show love to any non-Muslim. But the opposite is true. Imam Omar and all the Muslims who believe, who submit, who surrender to the God of Muhammad, Allah, they must hate everybody else who does not belong to Islam. Not only they must hate them, but they must kill them. Get rid of all of them. That is how we know for sure that Muslim believers are true submitters to the commands of Allah and to the commands of Muhammad, which is written throughout the pages of the Quran and the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith. Well, let's move on with the next hogwash of Imam Omar Sleeman, who stated,
thank you for coming here. I know that for a lot of you, especially with the amount of hatred and bigotry and xenophobia and fear that's paralyzing out there that exists, it might be difficult for you sometimes to sit next to a Muslim and to learn about a different worldview, a different way of life, a different faith. So thank you for being bold enough to come here. And I hope that you'll carry that boldness over. And if you have questions about Islam, ask a Muslim. It is only just and fair that Muslims get to represent themselves and represent their faiths.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor J.D. Greer, for bringing to us all the Christians who, according to your Bible, that is the second letter of John, they are not supposed to be with us in that meeting. But you did a great job, Pastor J.D. Greer. You did a great job, Pastor Kevin Singer, to bring to us your Christian people to sit and listen to our lies, to be brainwashed and deceived with whatever deception we offered them here today. Yes, indeed. Thank you. Especially when we know that there is a large amount of hatred and bigotry and xenophobia and fear that is out there. By who? Maybe by people like the Straight Way of Grace Ministry. Maybe by people who read the Quran and have the boldness and the guts to tell the people of the West, here is what Allah taught the Muslim people to do. Maybe it is by the people who study the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith and literally investigated his life from the written material of the Muslims, which is known to be the Sunnah of Muhammad. And we know for sure, without any doubt, that that is the real picture of Islam. Maybe for people who really, really know Islam very well and they're trying to warn the people of the West about the propaganda Islam, the loving, peaceful Islam, which Muslims always use when they are minority in a land, when they do not have the upper hand, when they pretend to be peaceful until when they become strong in the land and the real Islam will show itself and it will be too late to change the result of the lies which Muslims spread all the years when they were weak in the land. That is not xenophobia. That is not bigotry. That is not hatred, nor Islamophobic. I never, and I will never ask you to hate the Muslims. I want you, once again, as I shared with you just recently, to love the Muslim people, but love them right. We're not going to love them because we're going to pretend that they are nice and godly and loving and peaceful people. No, 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 no. For we are not deceived by any of their words or their actions. We know for sure that a true Muslim believer is the one who obeys the words of Allah and the commands of Muhammad. That is the one who hates us. That is the one who chooses to call us enemy. And because they are our enemy, we're going to love them anyway, because that is the true love of Christianity. As our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ taught us, if we love those who love us, what difference will that make? Even sinners, tax collectors, do the same. We must be different than the people of the world by loving the Muslims, the true love, which will lead them to Christ, which will remove them from hell to the true eternal life, which they can receive only through Christ. That is how we love the Muslim people. But for me to tell you, my dear friends, about the true nature of Islam, as it is written in the words of Allah in the Quran, and as it is taught by the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, and as Muslims, beginning by Muhammad, the noblest example for Muslims to follow, practiced that savage cult, the cult of Islam, the last 1400 years. For me to tell you about all that, that does not make me xenophobic. That does not make me Islamophobic, but that makes me a sincere man who loves the Muslims and who loves you, the Americans, Christians or not.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Then Imam Omar said to the Christian in the audience, "It might be difficult for you sometimes to sit next to a Muslim and learn about different worldview." Well, I'm sorry. The Muslim worldview is not just a different worldview. It is the opposite worldview of what we Christians believe. Because if there was anything right about Islam worldview, that means everything about Christian worldview is false. Because they both cannot be right. If Islam is true, Christianity is 100% false. And if Christianity is true, as we believe it to be, then Islam is 100% false. Both Muhammad and Jesus cannot be truthful. Jesus said he is the Son of God. Jesus said he is God Almighty who came in the flesh. Jesus did die on the cross for the sin of the world. He was buried and he rose again on the third day. And by believing in that message of the work of Christ on the cross, we, the Christians, are saved and we can have eternal life. But Muhammad, on the other hand, he was a very sinful man. Sadly, the Muslims and the Christians did not learn that in this dialogue meeting because Pastor J.D. Greer did not have the boldness or the guts to tell the Muslims the truth about their Muhammad and their Islam. That sinful Muhammad, the child molester, the sex offender, the prophet pretender, the womanizer, the adulterer, the thief, the thug, the terrorist Muhammad came to this world to tell us the new message of Islam, which is Jesus is not the Son of God. Jesus did not die on the cross. He never was buried. Therefore, he never rose again. And we who believe in that are called mushrikeen, polytheists, are called kuffar, infidels. And Muhammad, he is obligated to obey the words and the command of his Allah, the God of Muhammad, which is nothing but Satan, to kill the Christians and to kill the Jews. And that's exactly what Muhammad and his early Muslim followers did. And that's exactly what Muslims have been practicing for the last 1,400 years until we come to America in the year 2020 and we meet with the deceiver by the name Imam Omar Sleeman, who's telling us that Islam is love and Islam is peace. And believe him until they have the upper hand in America. And then he and his followers, the Muslims of America, will have the upper hand. And they will become strong in the land. And they will do exactly what Muhammad did with the Jews and the Christians and all the idol worshippers whom he lived peacefully with for long 13 years. You know what Muhammad did to them? He killed them. He annihilated their existence from the Saudi Arabia Peninsula. And the day will come, and Imam Omar Sleeman and the believers of his mosque and the believers which in this dialogue meeting was speaking on their behalf, who are the Muslims of the MSA, the Muslim Students Association, and the Muslim Brotherhood of America, will be all united to destroy the weak people of this land. And then the American people will say, oh, we wish we have heard and believed what Usama Daktok and people like him have told us for years. But then it will be too late to turn the boat around. So once again, we're not talking about a different worldview. We're talking about the opposite worldview, which will bring the destruction for the life of the Christians and others who live here in America. Imam Omar Sleeman said, thank you, for it might be difficult to sit next to Muslims and learn about different ways of life. Yes, indeed, but none of the way of life of the Muslims have been taught in that meeting. Literally, for the Muslims to sit next to the infidels in that meeting, that itself goes against the commands of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. Allah did not say sit next to them. Allah said, kill them wherever you find them. Besiege them. Lay wait for them with every kind of ambush. That's not what you Muslims are practicing in America today. Quran chapter 9 and verse 5, the final word of Allah, that is the verse of the sword, will be practiced in the future in America when the Muslims have enough men and enough weapons to do so. So I'm sorry, the way of life in Islam, unless it is deceptive system set until Muslims have the upper hand, that's not the real Islam. And sadly, the Christian leaders of America do not know it. And they are not warning the people of America, all the people of the West, about the real end of this way of life, how Muslims live. And then he added the word, it might be difficult for you to sit next to a Muslim to learn about different faith. Once again, Islam is not a faith. There is nothing you can say or you can do to change a savage cult, a political movement, to a faith. And as long as Christians like Pastor J.D. Greer sit next to Imams like Imam Omar Sleeman, hearing the word Islam faith and the faith of Islam, and not expose the lies in that statement, Muslims will continue to take over the West. Muslims will continue to take over America. Islam is a savage cult. And the best way to prove my point to you is very simple. Just read the Quran. Read their holy book. When you read the Quran, you will know how savage Islam is, and you will know for sure that there is no faith whatsoever in that savage cult. Imam Omar continued to say, thank you for being bold enough to come here. Yes, indeed, it needs boldness to attend such a meeting. But sadly, the boldness to sit and be duped by the lies of Imam Omar Sleeman without standing up, raising the hand to ask the right question, to expose the lies of his teachings, that does not make people bold, that makes people stupid. So I can say thank you for being stupid enough to come here to be deceived by your Christian leaders like Pastor Kevin Singer and Pastor J.D. Greer and by some Muslim men like Imam Omar Sleiman. Imam Omar Sleiman continued to say, I hope that you will carry that boldness over. Excuse me, what? Yes, indeed. This is not the end of the story, my friends. This is the first dialogue between the Muslim Brotherhood of America and the Southern Baptist leaders of America. Muslims are not looking for just one meeting and thank you and goodbye. No, Muslims looking for more and more of these dialogues. If you think with me, when we started this program, I talked about the dialogue which took place between the devil, the serpent, and Eve. And if it was just the first sentence came out of the lips of the devil, and Eve answered with one simple sentence, and they say, okay, goodbye. Then well, guess what? Maybe Eve would not have eaten from the tree. But the reason Eve ate from the tree and gave to her husband who ate with her is because the conversation went longer and longer. And the longer you talk to the devil, trust me, the bigger the chance for you to fall into the hand of the devil. And Imam Omar Sleiman wanted this Christian bold audience to continue to have this boldness to listen to more dialogues with the Muslims of their community. In our next broadcast, we will hear the answer of Imam Omar Sleiman concerning the questions of the Christians concerning Islam. And to continue our study of United We Fall, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.